Chapter 6. Dean Fires Me Yet Again. After about a year at Dean, I was sitting at my desk, which was located in an area of the office which was referred to as the bullpen area, an area where the lowest producers in the office sat, and was located right smack dab in the middle of the office. If you were a successful broker, you would be given your own private glass office, and if you weren't, you'd be sitting in the bullpen and right out in the open. Anyway, one day I'm arguing with a customer over the phone regarding his stock that tanked, and he had said something nasty to me, and I screamed at him at the top of my lungs, telling him that I would crawl through that goddamn receiver and kick his ass if he said one more word about his stock loss. Well, everyone in the entire office could hear me, and in fact, it was probably rather frightening. And another broker in that same bullpen area happened to be servicing a customer at his desk when I had my temper tantrum, and so a few minutes after my outburst, somebody came by my desk and tells me that Rich wanted to see me in his office. And so I went into his office and sat down in front of that big, huge, clean, shiny desk of his, and he explained to me that another broker had come into his office complaining about my outburst, as he had had an elderly female customer at his desk, and it had embarrassed the hell out of him, and that it was just unacceptable for me to have done that. And then Rich proceeds to tell me that my services would no longer be required at Dean Witter Reynolds. So much for my career at Dean Witter. And mind you, Rich may have been just looking for an excuse to fire me because of my sales figures, or lack thereof. So I was jobless once again and in trouble. My father used to tell me that a leopard never changes his spots, and I had just proved him right yet again. Anyway, I would find myself job hunting once again, and that same mess of a man would soon fool another brokerage house into believing that that professional image of me was me, but they'd be proven wrong, as that dragon would rear its ugly head there too. What's that definition of insanity again? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? I was most definitely insane, wasn't I? Just out of curiosity, I Googled the name of the guy who had hired and fired me twice, the Chicago branch manager of Dean Witter Reynolds, Rich DeMartini, to see where he ended up, and came up with the following from Wikipedia. I think you'll be impressed. As is reported below, he became highly successful, and that doesn't surprise me one bit. And then a bit on Dean Witter Reynolds. Rich DeMartini joined Crestview as a partner in 2005, and is a member of the investment committee. He is also head of Crestview's financial services strategy. Prior to Crestview, Rich served as president of the Bank of America Wealth and Asset Management Group from March 2001 until December 2004. At Bank of America, Rich was responsible for all wealth and asset management activities and oversaw approximately $400 billion in assets under management. He was also a member of Bank of America's operating committee. Prior to Bank of America, Rich retired from Morgan Stanley, where he served as chairman and CEO of the International Private Client Group. His 26-year career at Morgan Stanley included roles as president of individual asset management and co-president of Dean Witter & Company, Inc., and chairman of Discover Card. He was also a member of the Morgan Stanley Management Committee. Rich is currently a director of Fidelis Insurance Holdings, Protect My Car, and Victory Capital. He also currently serves as a director of Partners Capital, the United States Equestrian Team Foundation, and is a trustee and president of the Whitney Museum of American Art. Rich has served as chairman of the board of NASDAQ Stock Market and the vice chairman of the board of the directors of the National Association of Securities Dealers, Inc. Rich received a BA from San Diego State University, which he attended on a tennis scholarship. End of chapter.